cut flowers.
Cut flowers, you know, you put them in a, if you're going to keep them inside somewhere.
I don't know. What, I've never been into that. I don't know about it.
Just a
vase. I've heard about it.
A vase?
Yeah. I fixed a bottle this morning for that business. When my roses get pretty, and I cut bouquets, put them in a bottle. And I got some little wee bottles. I put just one rose into the bottle, and it's cute. And it lasts for days, about a week. And so you can have vases, such as that. Vase is so easy to turn over and spill the water and what you have. I'd rather have something like a heavy bottle or a jar to put it in so it won't turn over.
Say if you were eating steak for a meal, you'd probably have to use a knife and a
fork.
Big fork?
Knife and fork, yeah.
Say if you were I guess you wash your own dishes.
Yeah, do my own dishwasher.
When you wash the dishes, do you use some kind of cloth or rag when you're washing them?
Yeah, dishcloth.
Dishcloth.
Yeah, dishcloth. And I'm pretty lazy. I use this dishcloth till it gets stained up some, and sometimes I'll bleach them back. And I generally throw it in the garbage and take a new one. But that don't come but about every 2 weeks or three.
I see.
Yeah. I never wear one out. I throw it away. Because it'll get dangerous. I don't care who it is and where it come from. That rag's going to get dangerous. There's going to be a spot set in it. You can't get it out. Maybe a little speck of smut, such, what you want to call it. And I don't keep them whenever they get like that. Rather do away with them.
Yes. Do you use a raw cloth or rag when you dry them?
I never dry them. I've turned them down in a dishpan after I wash them with soap and rag, and then I turn them down in a dishpan, wrench them and turn them down in a dishpan. I ain't got no long sink, I'm short sink. And I use a dishpan and turn them down in there, the plastic pan. And they drain, and they dry about as fast as they drain, you know. So sometimes I leave them in there all night, sometimes about 2 hours, to go back and put them away where they belong, stack them back.
You don't use any kind of drying cloth or drying rag?
No, I don't. Don't have to. And if, when I want the pan dried out, then I pour the water in the sink and reach up and get me a paper towel. Wash it out and put it back in its place.
Is that what people around here would call that, though, if they were going to use it, a dry rag or dry cloth?
Well, some people dry the dishes. Well, there's generally a family. Somebody dry the dish after they wash and rinse it. Then they dry. Some of them just turns them down in the sink and let them dry themselves. But this people over here, I think they dry theirs mostly.
What do they call the cloth?
Drying cloth, yeah. It's a big white cloth. Only to dry it, get the drying cloth, dry rag.
You know, some people, when they're taking a bath, they'll have a cloth to bathe their face with.
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Well, that's called as a wash rag. In other words, wash rag.
You mentioned talking about the sink a minute ago. You know that thing above the sink, right at your sink, that the water comes out of?
Faucet.